Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo, Pay Later, and all major cards. So you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to Taking Stock for Monday, the 19th of June, 2023. It's a roundup of today's business news and investment views. Okay, let's look at the indices first and foremost. FTSE 100 down 0.35% to 7,616. AIM All Share, it's also down, not as much as the FTSE today, so down 0.13% to 791. Okay, today's winners and losers on the market. The winners are at 3, Music Magpie, half-year pre-close trading update, up around 10%. And they say, following a challenging start to H1 2023 with postal strikes and low consumer confidence impacting December and January, trading performance strengthens from February onwards, driving a strong Q2 2023 that delivered EBITDA of £2 million, up 42% on Q2 for 2022. And they say overall EBITDA for the traditionally quieter first 6 months of the year was £2.8 million, up 7.7% on H1 2022 and in line with the board's expectations. At 2, Abingdon Health, up around 11%, launch of Salistic. It's catchy. That's a saliva pregnancy test. They announced the launch of Salistic, first ever saliva pregnancy test in the UK and Ireland. And they said they're launching the stick with Superdrug initially, rolling out to 400 stores and online at superdrug.com. And at 1, Litigation Capital, LIT is the ticker. They said resolution of investment. And they said they call themselves an alternative asset manager specialising in dispute financing solutions internationally. They announced a successful resolution. And they said the return on invested capital on this investment, this is after performance fees, was 635%. Not a bad return if you can get it. Okay, a couple of losers here with news out. At 2, it's African Pioneer, fundraising, directed subscription and TVR, down 16%. Then has a fundraising of £790,000 to facilitate the drilling at Ongombo and exploration at the Kalahari Copper Belt at a 22% discount to the previous market closing price. And at 1, by the way, that's down 16%, but Allergy Therapeutics, wow. They've just come back to training. They were suspended pending funding issues, and they had to close one of their production factories. But interim results and lifting of suspension in trading. Are you ready for this? Down 77%. So they do say revenue for the first half of the financial year was 18% lower at £39.9 million as a consequence of the short-term pause in production in October 2022. The operating loss was £8 million versus a profit last year of £7.4 million. As of December, the 31st, the group had cash of 15.2 million and debt of 2 million. But they do say, and I think this is what's pulled the rug from under the share price, they say, notwithstanding the recent loan funding and planned equity refinancing of the loan, the group expects that additional funding will be required from around September 2023 onwards for trading, working capital, capital expenditure, and continued R&D programs. So there's worry for that fundraise there. Okay, top three most read RNSs on the Vox Markets platform this morning comes from at three, Kistos Holdings, Operation Update, Benriac Exploration Well, and they said the well encountered gas-bearing sands in the target Royal Sovereign Formation. However, the discovery resource is expected to be sub-commercial. The well has been drilled ahead of schedule and the final cost is expected to be within previous guidance. Second most read, Critland Gold, Havieron Exploration and Development Update. Continuing development at Havieron surpasses 2,400 metres. Drilling continues to intercept significant zones of high-grade gold and copper mineralisation. And the most read today comes from Avacta Group, statement regarding market speculation. They say they note that recent speculation regarding a possible fundraise, and they say no fundraising is imminent. Okay, it's time for the top three business stories. At three, Britain's main manufacturing trade body, Make UK, revised up its outlook for the year on Monday thanks to strong demand from aircraft and electronics, but said it still expects production to fall over the year as a whole. Make UK said it expected factory output to fall by 0.3% this year compared with 3.3% contraction expected 3 months earlier and kept unchanged its forecast for 0.8% growth in 2024. At two, Keir Starmer pledges to end North Sea exploration and let areas profit from cleaner power. So Labour apparently will end new North Sea oil and gas exploration, but help communities profit from clean power projects. So Keir Starmer is to pledge, speaking in Edinburgh later. He will also say that a previously announced publicly owned green energy company will be based in Scotland. In England, planning rules, which effectively banned new onshore wind farm developments, will be scrapped if Labour wins the next general election. And one of the most top, most read business story today is, of course, about mortgages. Average two-year fix now above 6%. A typical two-year fixed mortgage deal now has an interest rate of more than 6% for the first time since December. Expectations that interest rates will stay higher for longer have been reflected in the funding cost of mortgages hitting new borrowers and those trying to remortgage. And joining me on the podcast right now is Alan Green, CEO of Brand Communication. Journal.
I'm very good, Jess. How are you, sir?
I'm all right, you know. It's cooled down a bit, isn't it, weather wise?
Oh, thank goodness for that. Do you know what? I over the weekend, you know, as you do, the family say, oh, can you drop this off here? And can you bring push bike over? So I took a push bike over and then bought a barbecue back here and I was just humping stuff around. And then my mum's moving out, so we've been sorting out the house and moving books around. And Saturday, I was just exhausted. I don't know what it is. You know, I must be getting old or something. But the heat was just really sapping. And then, of course, yesterday we had a big old rainstorm in the afternoon and it rained all afternoon and now the air's clearer and a much more civilised temperature.
Yeah, it's a bit chilly now though.
Yeah, I know, it's a bit chilly. Yeah, we should warm up.
Yeah, I know. Cool, what's the stocks then? What are you looking at, Al?
Well, Dust, we came off air last week. We were talking about on the market, weren't we? Of course, OTMP, the Epic Go. This is the eponymous property website. And, of course, the big comparative has always been with Rightmove, which continues to blaze a trail. Rightmove, of course, owns Zoopla and a few other platforms. And it's we really thought, I think, a few years ago that on the market we're going to present a genuine or become a genuine competitor to to right move. And I think in a sense they are providing competition, but Right Move just has such a strong brand, and it is the if you're looking for a property, it's the one that everyone goes to. So but there are other players in the market as well, and of course I think we were talking about the reasons why the on the market share price suddenly fell off. Of course, when the company started up, part of its pitch was to bring agents in as shareholders so they would use the platform. And of course, they had various offerings like new and exclusive offerings to shareholders, to display properties to serious buyers 24 hours or more before listing. So, you know, a sort of sneak preview, an opportunity to get an offer in early. You know, it was a really sound idea. But of course, those times gone by, and those agents, of course, in a quieter property market, are perhaps struggling to make the sort of money that they were making previously last year or whatever. So they now have to look to make money elsewhere. And of course, probably what the FD has realised: oh goodness me, we've got these shares in on the market group. Oh, the lock-in's expired. Let's sell these shares. And of course, you know, if you've got shares in a lock-in like that, and you can get a decent return, you're going to do that to bolster your balance sheet. So I think that's what's happened. You know, looking at the progress the company's made, it's still sort of continuing to evolve. It's continuing to innovate as well in the sector, and it's got a number of technology businesses it's built in. It acquired Property Technology Group Glanty last year. It's acquired other platforms to help it grow, letting agents and the process that the letting agents have to go through when they're evaluating clients as suitable tenants, and so it's becoming this technology group and platform. Some developments over the past few weeks: Tom Carter has now joined the board permanently as Chief Financial Officer, and he's very highly rated. And of course, during June, we've seen on the market launch Your Property Services, or YPS, which is a sales and lettings data nurturing business. And they have on the market have teams of data experts who will become the agents extension, if you like, so that they have their own in-house team working on developing data they have, using the data effectively, improving marketing, improving returns, and so on. And of course, you know, in a really buoyant market, the agents just get on with selling because you know the everything's working fine. But in a competitive market, and when it's quiet, you've got to try and gain that competitive edge. And of course, this is what on the market is all about. So, you know, full marks for innovation there. They've also today announced they've launched on the market's money. It's a partnership, first of all, with London Country Mortgages, but they have, as Jason Tebb, the CEO, said, they have planned a number of other collaborations with key financial players to improve and expand the offering. And Jason Tebb said today, it's the first step for the company in our evolution into becoming a one-stop shop technology company. So I think the plan to go head-to-head with Rightmove hasn't necessarily work. So now the company is diversifying and looking at other ways that it can earn money and build the offering. And I think, you know, given where the share price was, if we look at the share price performance on the year, we've seen a year high of £1, year low of 53p. Of course, it's bounced back from that. I think a lot of people saw great value at that level. And here we are at 61p. But, you know, I think given the company is still generating decent profits and decent levels of cash, I think this is looking very attractive at these levels.
Yeah, but the thing is that they're not, you know, a million miles away from the amount of agents they have on their space, are they? But because, you know, of course, Rightmove is the first more advantage, and they've got the market share, they charge a lot more, don't they? So I think it's a case of, like I said, what Jason's doing here is adding value, pretty much, isn't it? And then they can charge more, and that's all they need to do, is they don't need to get any more estate agents. But, of course, they would become, probably attract more of those if they can add excellent value to their service. I suppose that's the way forward. But, but looking at their pre-close trading update, like they were saying, what is it, 34 million of revenue, pretty much. And they're saying adjusted operating profit for the year between 4 and 4.5 million. Now, they're only a sort of, 50 million market cap, so they've got 10.5 million of cash. So that's 40 million. Yeah, so it's just 10 times, literally, operating profit, which is. It's not a stretch, is it?
It's not a stretch at all for a technology company. Yeah, I mean, if the company were listed on an exchange, say like Nasdaq, I mean, you'd be looking at 70 times earnings, wouldn't you? So something along those lines, or as a comparative. So actually, it is very undervalued. But I think the fact that it's based in property and property services, and you've got this constant diversification that Jason and the team are doing, I think its growth prospects still look pretty good. So, and of course, right move won't be number one forever. It seems to have an unassailable position at the moment, but that won't always be the case.
Mm-hmm. Marvellous. What's next, Al?
Well, just to go back, I know we've spoken regularly about War Paint, W7L, but I mean, again, this is a great company that just keeps on delivering. And look at the share price performance over the past year. We've seen the shares trading down at £1.75, £1.50, and here we are now at £2.91, looking to push higher, or £2.90 a share, looking to push higher. And of course, that's all come on the back of the latest trading update last week. Warpaint, of course, just a quick recap. They sell their own brand cosmetics under the brand names W7 and Technic, and it's sold internationally. And also, they acquired a company called Retra in 2017. And through this and Technic, they sell white label cosmetics to other brands to enable them to put their own brand on it. So it's a niche industry, but the cosmetics industry, as we know, is absolutely huge. And I mean, the trading update issued last week, strong trading continues quarter three. Sales up 45% in the 5 months to May 31st to nearly 30 million. Margins better than 2022. And the outlook for the full year, it's significantly ahead of prior expectations. Balance sheet, they've now got 7.5 million cash on the books. That's versus 2.7 million in May last year. So, this is a company with cash and no debt. So, I mean, what's not to like? It's just this is just a huge growth industry. They've got a really strong business model, and all the time they're building that cash war chest. They're going to be looking to make acquisitions too. I shouldn't wonder. So, really strong performance. Very little seemingly on the horizon to upset that.
Yeah. They're trying to break new highs, isn't it? It's edging up slowly there. We'll see if it's if it'll do it. But it's a good rise there. Anything else, Al?
Yeah, we've spoken regularly over the past few years about Watches of Switzerland Group. WOSG is the Epic Code. And again, it's had the share price reflects a bit of an indifferent year. But I mean, this company has absolutely rocketed in value since we first started talking about it. We were looking at sub billion market caps, and here we are now at 1.5 million. I mean, shares are traded as high as £10.60 on the year, and as low as £6.31 pence, and that's they're just above that now at 654p. But again, this is a company that is a retailer of luxury watches around the world, in the UK and Europe and the US. They've got showrooms, of course, at airports all around the world, and they have lots of collaborations with major manufacturers. They've recently announced a new showroom up in Manchester with Audemars Piguet. And this is what the company does. It just builds profile, and on the back of that, the team have done incredibly well over the past few years. To the point, in fact, where the former chief finance officer Anders Romberg, who was chief finance officer between 2014-2021. Has now just rejoined the company, so he's now taken up the reins again, and overseen a phenomenal period of growth. But a quarter three trading update issued by the group, revenue is up 25% again to 1.54 billion, 653 million US, UK and Europe nearly 900 million, and the group just said demand is strong and continues to exceed expectations. There isn't anything not to like in the group. Brian Duffy, of course, the long-standing chief executive, said with the update, they entered full year 2024 significantly ahead of where we expected to be in our long-range plan, following 2 years of exceptional performance and growth. They've had some challenges with the macro backdrop, but the numbers don't really indicate there have been any sort of problems at all. So the company are confident in their goals to maintain leadership position in the UK and to become the clear leader in the US and continue growth in Europe. So, very strong trading performance. Perhaps not reflected by the share price. Uncertainty perhaps at the luxury goods end of the market. But if there is an upturn in the market, I think this will be it'll be reflected in Watch of Switzerland group share price, and we'll see an upward turn in line with that.
Yeah. Have you got any nice watches, Al?
It's never something that's really flowed in my boat. I'll tell you what I do have. I have a Seiko Kinetic, which is a lovely watch which I've had for years, and I just keep it in the cupboard upstairs now. It's just a lovely old timepiece. But that's the only one I've got. I wouldn't go out and buy one. The Rolex Breitling thing doesn't really do it for me. But I understand why people do. I get that, and I also get it. Get the whole thing as an investment class as well. There's old Rolexes now, old watches like that really are worth an awful lot of money. But there's a huge demand and a huge marketplace for it. So I totally get it. But for me personally, no.
I don't get that really. There's very few watches I find that appealing. It's a bit of showy offy, isn't it, really? It's a real Gamar flash watch. That's what it's all about,
Yeah, well, I've got a Garmin watch on my wrist, and that pings me when I get emails in, which is quite useful, and other alerts. And the best thing is whenever animal wife spends anything in the supermarket, it pings up on my watch, so I know exactly what she spent, which is really good.
Thing is, though, it's supposed to be like a health device. The trouble is, it's bad for your health when you see all the spending going on by your missus.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's registering my heart rate. It's registering the number of steps I do each day. So that's a positive. But yeah, as you said, there's a sudden spike in the heart rate when you see what's been spent at the supermarket. But that for me is a useful watch. It's nice and light. It's on the wrist and good screen. So, but the only thing is being such a small screen, I have to put my glasses on to read it. Otherwise, I can't. Yeah. I can't say which you spent.
yeah, exactly. Well, that's not luck. No, I've got it. I've got a I watch this one. That's plenty for me. Yeah, exactly. See what, how much I'm moving. So see if I am moving. make sure I'm still alive.
Yes, exactly. Yes, yes. Oh, yeah.
All right. Marvellous. Thanks, Al. Speak you next week.
Just we'll be on, will we? Speaky week after next week.
Speaky weeky after next week. Okay. Whatever.
Bye bye. Cheers, mate. Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Every business has an ambition. PayPal Open is the platform designed to help you grow into yours. With business loans so you can expand and access to hundreds of millions of PayPal customers worldwide. And your customers can pay all the ways they want. With PayPal, Venmo,
pay later, and all major cards, so you can focus on scaling up. When it's time to get growing, there's one platform for all business. PayPal Open. Grow today at paypalopen.com. Loans subject to approval in available locations.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now. And support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.